Jarrett, first name Jarrett, Dickey, Dickey. He was born 7/16/88, 1/30/24. Today, chief complaint: low back pain. Back pain, mid back pain, rib pain, stomach pain. Patient is a 35-year-old gentleman with history of heavy alcohol abuse. He said he had pancreatitis, peptic ulcer disease years ago. He's been on Prevacid, but he quit taking the Prevacid a few months ago. Period. In the paragraph, he also had a fall 2 days ago. He sat down on his bottom when he fell, and he thinks it may have been also causing his problem. Period. He's definitely not vomiting, definitely doesn't have pancreatitis, and the pain is mild in the epigastric area. Period. He has no diarrhea, no history of chronic pancreatitis reported. Period. He's been told he can't take steroids and anti-inflammatory ever again, and he wants to stay away from any pain medications as well. Allergy, codeine, anti-inflammatory steroids, COVID immunization, non-family history, heart disease, coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, and stroke. Social, married, no drinking. He smokes weed, has two children, works for waste management. Medical problems, pancreatitis, ulcers, as I mentioned, burn third degree over his arm, over his chest. Surgery, broken arm, had surgery before. Medication, probiotics and Prevacid, but he quit taking the Prevacid for a few weeks. He's going to start back on it today. He's already bought the medication. He's going to take two tablets today since it's the over-the-counter Prevacid. He's alert. He's awake. He weighs 214 pounds. Oh, by the way, his stool looks normal. There's no blood in the stool. He does not want to have a rectal exam. A card was given for him to send stool for testing as well tomorrow. 219 pounds. Is it 14 or 19, ma'am?
20.
The weight.
114.
214. 214 pounds. Time 0.4, 99%, 98.1, 1866, 142 over 52. Heart pulses, home pulses are still, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, or a mucosal with an lesion. There's slight tenderness over the back region, over the thoracic spine, all muscle. There's also some tenderness over the epigastric area. Number one, epigastric pain. Next one is low back pain. Next one is status post fall. Next number, we're going to check blood work, including lipase, amylase. Next numbers, we're going to check his stool for blood. Next numbers, we're going to start him back on Prevacid right away. Next numbers, I'm going to give him Flexeril for the fall. Next numbers, nothing to x-ray as far as his back is concerned. Next number, ultrasound of his abdomen is normal. Next numbers, he does have mild fatty liver. Next numbers, no pancreatic cyst noted. Next number, lower extremity and leg pain and arm pain related to his activity and his work. He tells me there's no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, history of pancreatitis. Next number, he's been checked for H. pylori. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, mild BPH noted. Next number, with family history of stroke. We looked at his carotid. Also, there was minimal calcification. Next number, he's going to come back in a week for follow-up. Next number, if symptoms get worse, if anything changes, he'll go to the emergency room right away. Thank you.